All right, everybody, Terrence Pop here with another episode that is live from the lab. No, it's pre-recorded. I'm just messing with you guys. This one's going to be a quick one, and I want to talk about the
WNBA.
Okay, for those of you out there that are not up to speed on sports, that's basically the Women's National Basketball, you know, America, whatever you want to call it. It's basically women playing basketball. Now,
know anyone who could use a good ass chewing?
I could use a good ass kick, and I'll be very honest with you.
But what if you could get that message delivered by an authentic drill instructor who spent 33 years in the Army?
Ha ha ha!
You asked for it. For just $35, you can get a customized knife hand ass chewing for a person of your choice straight from the popster.
I think you aren't even good enough to whiff the farts from a dog's ass.
And monthly supporters of the regiment receive a $10 discount.
I am hard, but I am fair.
Use the Cash App code on the screen to send your donation along with notes on the person whose ass needs chewing. And the popster will handle the rest.
So shut the fuck up!
The WNBA, from what I hear, is roughly 85% basketball Americans, and a pretty large percentage of these ladies on that league are lesbians. They are lumpy liver lickers, they are gay, whatever you want to call them. I personally don't really care, but I'm just setting the tone here. Now, we're all familiar with how women act. They get all stupid with each other for no apparent reason, and they invented a word for that called frenemy. So let me pull this up real quick. Frenemy. A person who is or pretends to be a friend, but who is also in some way your enemy or rival. Now, with, Caitlin Clark, whatever you want to call her, I don't care. I've watched about 20 minutes of her playing in two actual games, not in person, but on the internet. And then I watched some of the highlight reels. And I'm just going to be honest, the woman is incredibly talented. And it's causing some animosity amongst other players in the league. You know, she's just showed up. She's a rookie. She's outshining everyone. She likes pole, and she's Caucasian. In current year, if you're a white person, you are looked down upon, and hopefully this changes shortly, but that's neither here nor there. All right, here she is. I'm not going to play most of these, just maybe one or two of them, where she's whacked in the head and crashed into one shot. Refs don't call a foul. And this is a common theme here. You're having these other players attack her, and there really isn't a high amount of fouls called. Now, don't get me wrong. When I was in high school, I talked to one of our high school basketball coaches, and he had a standard SOP. At the end of the game, if you don't have at least half of your allotted fouls expended, you weren't playing hard enough. Got it. But some of this stuff is just crazy. Here we go. We're going to play this one here. Now watch this. Boom. All right. For those of you that don't know what just happened, that is a kung fu maneuver to gouge the eye in combat. That's one of the attacks. You know, eyes to knife ridge to the eye or the eye socket, and you can even do this to go directly into the eye and permanently blind them. She did this, came down with force. I'm going to be honest, she's lucky she didn't have severe eye damage. She's only getting paid roughly $80,000 a year. That's not a lot of money for this kind of frustration. There's been some numbers floating around out there about her going to the European leagues. I don't know if that's going to happen. I don't know if they're going to let her out of her contract, even if it is viable. You know, double her pay, it's a no-brainer. Play there instead. Perhaps you'll get a little more lenient treatment and the rules will be applied, how shall we say, evenly. This is Caitlin Clark's response to the WNBA drama, receives reaction from Warriors legend. All right, so they're going on about this drama with her. Women and drama, it's unbelievable. A large majority of women thrive in the world of drama. They're always looking for affirmation, you name it. Now, we have a situation here. Miss Clark is bringing in a large amount of eyeballs to the league. Now, I've heard rumblings and grumblings, bitch moaning, complaining from ladies from the WNBA about how they're not getting paid as much as the NBA. And let's face it, the women players don't jump as high. They're not as fast. Usually they're not as accurate. All right, so basically, they're third, fourth string players for the NBA, but they put a W in front, and now they have their own league. And if you're not getting the revenue by selling tickets and selling access to the eyeballs on the internet and or on TV, you get paid less. That is simple economics. And here we have a cash cow, Clark. Granted, she is good. You're getting a white girl, bringing in a whole new audience of white people who want to watch her play because she is talented. And she's getting all kinds of pushback from the actual league. The head person at the league has downplayed all of this horse shit. The referees aren't calling fouls. And quite frankly, I hope she does leave, because this needs to be a huge thumb in the eye to the WNBA, who just shot themselves in the foot over this crazy horse crap here. And this is an average cost of one game in the WNBA finals. Now, these are finals here. Range from 45 to 54, with a few exceptions for sections and what have you. The closer you get to the action, the more expensive they get. All right, the WNBA tickets up 93% compared to last year, 2023. Meaning, she came into the league and the ticket sales doubled. And all of this frenemy behavior is literally having these women cut their own throats financially over drama and needless horseshit. With that being said, I'm eager to see what the future brings to the WNBA, because if she leaves and the tickets crash again, the ticket sales crash again, I am going to laugh my ass off, and they so richly deserve it. Here is a classic example of women's behavior, this whole frenemy stuff, the backstabbing crap over nothing. They can't even set aside their own personal female instincts to earn more money. It's just that simple, gentlemen. Women are catty. Women thrive on drama. The hell with money and everything else. Keep that in the back of your minds when you're dealing with females moving forward from this time. You guys take it easy.